Our sermon scripture today is Numbers 22, verses 21 through 39. So the next morning, Balaam got up, saddled his donkey, and started off with the Moabite officials. But God was angry that Balaam was going. So he sent the angel of the Lord to stand in the road to block his way. As Balaam and the two servants were riding along, Balaam's donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand. The donkey bolted off the road into a field. But Balaam beat it and turned it back to the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood at a place where the road narrowed between two vineyard walls. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, it tried to squeeze by and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. So Balaam beat the donkey again. Then the angel of the Lord moved farther down the road and stood in a place too narrow for the donkey to get by at all. This time, when the donkey saw the angel, it lay down under Balaam. In a fit of rage, Balaam beat the animal again with his staff. Then the Lord gave the donkey the ability to speak. "What have I done to you that deserves your beating me three times?" it asked Balaam. "You have made me look like a fool," Balaam shouted. "If I had a sword with me, I would kill you." "But I am the same donkey you have ridden all your life," the donkey answered. "Have I ever done anything like this before?" "No," Balaam admitted. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the roadway with a drawn sword in his hand. Balaam bowed his head and fell face down on the ground before him. "Why did you beat your donkey those three times?" the angel of the Lord demanded. "Look, I have come to block your way because you are stubbornly resisting me." "Three times the donkey saw me and shied away. Otherwise, I would certainly have killed you by now and spared the donkey." Then Balaam confessed to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned. I didn't realize you were standing in the road to block my way. I will return home if you are against my going." But the angel of the Lord told Balaam, "Go with these men, but say only what I tell you to say." So in this story, we have a talking donkey. In other stories, we also have a burning bush, a quiet wind, a voice from heaven, a sheep fleece, a rainbow, a pillar of fire, a cloud of smoke. What do these things have in common? They were each used as a mouthpiece of God, a tool through which he chose to speak to his people. I don't know about you, but I've never heard the voice of God thunder from a burning bush, nor have I heard a donkey speak, ever. This begs the question, why did God choose them? God is not limited in any way. He is not restricted to certain methods of communication with us. Just as he creatively and dramatically used a donkey to rebuke Balaam, God can just as creatively and dramatically communicate his message to your heart as you hear someone else pray, as you read a testimony included in your church newsletter, or as you suddenly understand the full meaning of a song you hear. With God, nothing is impossible. God will use what is most effective for his purpose, even you. He'll use you with all of your problems and excuses. God wants to use you to speak to others. It's not hard. God will give you the words or actions needed to touch somebody's heart. It doesn't have to be big and dramatic with doves descending on you and holy rays of light. It can be small, like a smile or a wave. Whatever it is, God will use it to speak to others, just as other people have spoken to you. The only question now is, are you listening? Let us pray. Dear God, please allow us to be used as your mouthpiece to reach out and touch others that need to be touched and have other people whether they are human or not, speak to us and spread your word. Amen.